理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2. Language Learning. Part 1. Communication Skills. Asking for directions. Task 2. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following conversation and fill in the missing words or phrases. Oh no, I'm lost. I'd better ask for help. Excuse me, ma'am. Could you please tell me how to get to the National Museum?
Sorry, I'm also new here. You may ask the policeman over there for directions.
Excuse me, sir. Can you help me out? I'm trying to find the National Museum. Sure. Take the number one line west for 2 stops and get off at the Square station. You will find Pine Street. Walk north for about 3 blocks. The National Museum is next to the Star Hotel. Thanks. But where is the nearest subway station? Walk along the street until you get to a large park. There is a subway station near a convenience store. You can't miss it. Is it too far to walk? No, it's only a little way. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Have a good day.
2. Listen to the following conversation and fill in the missing information. Excuse me. I'm a tourist here. I wonder if you could tell where this address is.
Oh, it is far from here. Would you take a taxi or the subway?
Subway may be okay to me.
Right. You may take the blue line and ride to the Central Park and then transfer to the yellow line and ride north for 2 stops. You may get off at River Street. I think the hotel you are looking for is right behind the subway station.
Is it on River Street?
No. You still need to ask for directions if you can't find it.
Thanks a lot.
Sure. By the way, the nearest subway station is over there. Cross the street. You can't miss it. Part 2. Theme-related activities. Task 1. Listen to the following passage and do the exercises. How to improve your English. 1. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
It is probably easier for teachers than for students to explain the reasons why learning English seems to become more and more difficult once they have acquired the basic grammatical knowledge of the language. Students are naturally surprised and disappointed to discover that a process which ought to become simpler does not appear to do so. For one thing, it seems that as beginners, students could succeed in putting everything they have learnt from a textbook into practice. But as more complex structures are taught, they may find these structures have a less immediate field of use. For another, when they begin to explore the vast, untouched area of English vocabulary, they are faced with a large number of idioms and words with different meanings in different contexts. As a result, they become more and more hesitant about the right words or the right way they should choose in communication. No wonder they will complain, "The more I learn, the less I know." It is easy to suggest that students should spend 2 or 3 years in an English-speaking country. But few students have the time or the money to do that. It is often said that wide reading is the best alternative course of action. But even here, it is necessary to make some kind of selection. It is no use telling students to go to the library and pick up the first book they come across. My own advice to them would be, read what you can understand without having to look up words in a dictionary. Read what interests you. Read what you have time for, such as magazines and newspapers, rather than novels, unless you can read the whole novel in a week or so. Read the English written today, not 200 years ago. Read as much as you can and try to remember the way it was written rather than individual words that puzzled you. And instead of read, I could just as well say listen to. 2. Listen again and fill in the missing words or phrases. It is probably easier for teachers than for students to explain the reasons why learning English seems to become more and more difficult once they have acquired the basic grammatical knowledge of the language. Students are naturally surprised and disappointed to discover that a process which ought to become simpler does not appear to do so. For one thing, it seems that as beginners, students could succeed in putting everything they have learnt from a textbook into practice. But as more complex structures are taught, they may find these structures have a less immediate field of use. For another, when they begin to explore the vast, untouched area of English vocabulary, they are faced with a large number of idioms and words with different meanings in different contexts. As a result, they become more and more hesitant about the right words or the right way they should choose in communication. No wonder they will complain, "The more I learn, the less I know." It is easy to suggest that students should spend 2 or 3 years in an English-speaking country. But few students have the time or the money to do that. It is often said that wide reading is the best alternative course of action. But even here, it is necessary to make some kind of selection. It is no use telling students to go to the library and pick up the first book they come across. My own advice to them would be, read what you can understand without having to look up words in a dictionary. Read what interests you. Read what you have time for, such as magazines and newspapers, rather than novels, unless you can read the whole novel in a week or so. Read the English written today, not 200 years ago. Read as much as you can and try to remember the way it was written rather than individual words that puzzled you. And instead of read, I could just as well say listen to. Task 2. Listen to the report from the VOA Special English Program and then do the following exercises. Foreign language learning in the USA. 1. Listen and write down the answers to the following questions.
It seems more and more Americans want schools to teach foreign languages to children younger than 5 years old. The most popular way to teach these young children another language is the method called immersion. Children in immersion programs hear only the new language in the classroom. The children play games, sing songs, and talk to one another in the new language. Some experts say immersion programs are the most effective way for young children to learn a language. But there can be a problem when children in the United States begin to learn another language at such an early age. Not many elementary schools continue the effort as the children get older. Only 7 of the 50 states require schools to teach a foreign language to students between the ages of 6 and 12. Language experts say it is easier for younger children to learn a language. Still, American schools generally do not begin to teach foreign languages until secondary school. By then, students are about 13 years old. American schools face difficult choices about the cost of educational programs. The federal government has increased support for foreign language study in its education law called No Child Left Behind. At the college level, the Modern Language Association says more students than ever are studying foreign languages. The group recently announced its findings for the period from 1998 until 2002. The number of students who studied foreign languages in American colleges and universities increased by 17%. Spanish is the most widely taught language in American colleges and universities. Other popular languages include French, German, Japanese, Chinese, and Italian. The Modern Language Association says more languages are being studied now than in the past.
2. Listen again and retell it to your partner.
It seems more and more Americans want schools to teach foreign languages to children younger than 5 years old. The most popular way to teach these young children another language is the method called immersion. Children in immersion programs hear only the new language in the classroom. The children play games, sing songs, and talk to one another in the new language. Some experts say immersion programs are the most effective way for young children to learn a language. But there can be a problem when children in the United States begin to learn another language at such an early age. Not many elementary schools continue the effort as the children get older. Only 7 of the 50 states require schools to teach a foreign language to students between the ages of 6 and 12. Language experts say it is easier for younger children to learn a language. Still, American schools generally do not begin to teach foreign languages until secondary school. By then, students are about 13 years old. American schools face difficult choices about the cost of educational programs. The federal government has increased support for foreign language study in its education law called No Child Left Behind. At the college level, the Modern Language Association says more students than ever are studying foreign languages. The group recently announced its findings for the period from 1998 until 2002. The number of students who studied foreign languages in American colleges and universities increased by 17%. Spanish is the most widely taught language in American colleges and universities. Other popular languages include French, German, Japanese, Chinese, and Italian. The Modern Language Association says more languages are being studied now than in the past.
Task 3. Listen to the tape and write down the main idea of what you hear. English, an international language. English is the most widely studied language in areas where it is not native. It is the chief foreign language taught in the schools of Latin American and European countries. In Japan, children begin the study of English in the 7th grade. And in the Philippines, all classes are conducted in English from the 4th grade on. In India, English is an official language. In addition, the use of English is widespread in international trade, international scholarship, and scientific research. More than half of the world's scientific and technical journals, as well as newspapers, are printed in English. 3/4 of the world's mail is written in English, and English is the language of 3/5 of the world's radio stations. As a result, a speaker of English can travel around the world and almost never find it necessary in major cities to employ a language other than his own in order to be understood.
Part 3. Listening strategy. Detecting liaison. Task 1. Listen and read each phrase after the recording, paying attention to the letters underlined. 1. Thank you.
2. It is.
3. Come out.
4. Come over.
5. Full of.
6. Stop it.
7. Good afternoon.
8. If only.
9. Such a man.
10. First of all.
11. Not at all.
12. Take it off.
13. Some of you.
14. 6 o'clock.
15. Letting in.
16. Both of them.
17. Put it off.
18. It's worth it.
19. Hurry up.
20. After all.
21. Get out of here.
22. In the end.
23. Her uncle.
24. Forever.
25. For example.
26. A pair of shoes.
27. Poor old man.
28. The idea of it.
29. As a matter of fact.
30. Law and order.
Task 2. Listen and read each sentence after the recording, paying attention to the letters underlined.
1. Alice is out.
2. The boss is always out.
3. It would be more than I can arrange.
4. I won an apple. Did you win anything?
5. It isn't attractive, is it?
6. Would you arrive at 5 exactly?
7. Come along home if you like.
8. It would be useful if you'd tell us something.
9. If I go out, then you must stay in.
10. So it all depends on whether or not he returns.
11. Where are you, anyway?
12. For instance, what if father and mother like it?
13. There isn't any china and glass.
14. Please put a comma after it.
15. It will stir up some trouble in India and Pakistan.
16. You must do it now before it's too late.
17. You have to get up early.
18. Class is over.
19. This is an English book.
20. That is an American novel.
Part 4. Extensive listening. Task 1. Listen to the following conversation and answer the questions.
You look a little bit sad. Anything on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm worried about my reading assignments all day. My teacher of finance assigns so many readings that I can't finish them even if I stay up every night.
I see. It is a common complaint. I guess your finance teacher is from America?
Yes.
In American colleges and universities, teachers often talk less but require more reading and discussion.
I feel like dropping the course.
Do you know, with special training, a normal adult English speaker can read about 1,000 words per minute?
Really? I can't imagine. Does it mean a faster reader can be trained?
Oh, yes. Especially for foreign students. Reading skills can be increased after special training.
Can you give me some advice?
One thing should be clear. Always read faster than is comfortable. Actually, the faster you read, the better your understanding will be.
I never heard it before. I always take it for granted that the more carefully I read, the better my understanding will be.
Just the opposite.
Then how to read fast?
It's simple. Always keep reading ahead. That is, do not allow yourself to return to what you've read.
But suppose I come across a new word, and the new word really affects my understanding.
You may reread it only after you have read the entire paragraph. But usually the context will make its meaning clear.
Do I need to read every word?
Absolutely not. Focus your attention only on the nouns, pronouns, and verbs, because these are the words that give meaning to what you're reading. And scanning is also an effective skill.
Scanning?
Yes. When you scan, you let your eyes run rapidly over several lines of print at a time, looking for a specific fact or idea you want to know.
Thank you for your advice.
Task 2. Listen to the following passage and choose the best answers to the questions you hear.
Your vocabulary is your power. It gives you the building blocks with which you think. How many times have you been unable to tell exactly your mechanic what's wrong with your car? A good vocabulary also means academic success. There is a direct link between the size of vocabulary and scores on achievement tests. The power of words is so strong that it can even influence the way you see the world and the way you live your life. Unlike the shape of your face, vocabulary is something you can control and improve. the best way to improve your vocabulary is through reading. The successful person reads a lot. We learn nearly all of our active vocabulary through context, and usually through context in reading. We learn what a new word means from the words and sentences around it. Only once in a while do we give up and look it up in a dictionary. But this is not laziness. It's a good way to learn. Words that we learn through their use in context are much more likely to stay with us than words we memorize by themselves, as in a list or in a dictionary. The words we learn through reading will improve not just our reading vocabulary, but our listening, speaking, and writing vocabularies as well. It is these four types of vocabulary that have a direct impact upon our daily lives. They control how well we understand what we hear and read, and how we speak and write. So we can see that vocabulary is so much more than fancy words you won't use. It represents your thoughts. It gives you social and academic power.
Questions. 1. Why does the author use the metaphor of building blocks?
2. What does the example of your car and mechanic tell us?
3. What does the author recommend?
4. What does the phrase "give up" mean in the passage?
5. What are fancy words?
Task 3. Listen to the following passage and fill in the missing information.
Many advanced English learners have a large passive vocabulary, but they worry about the size of their active vocabulary. They can understand many difficult English words when reading or listening, but they don't use most of them when speaking or writing in English. They feel this is a problem. Is that so? Actually, people understand many more words than they use in their own conversations. One's passive vocabulary is always much larger than one's active vocabulary. The total number of words actively used in one's whole life is much smaller than the total number of words understood in one's whole life. We think that even in your native language, there are thousands of words that you don't use, but you understand them all. There are literary words, formal words, scientific terms, etc., which you understand, but you don't use. And we guess that you don't mind. We guess that you are not worried about the difference between your active and passive vocabulary in your native language. But you're learning English as a foreign language. And you notice all the words that you understand but never use. You don't need to worry about using too few English words. You will learn to use some number of English words, and they will be enough for you. At some point, your English active vocabulary will simply let you express anything you want, just like your active vocabulary in your native language. The next time you see a difficult English word, you don't need to worry, will I be able to use this word in conversation? If you can say anything you want with your active vocabulary, you should be happy with your English. And you don't need to worry about those thousands of words which you will never use.